Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Samech Gimel. We're beginning Dine Mavoi Velechi. This is the Halachos dealing with a Mavoi and Chatzer and a special Tikkun that they need. Now, a Mavoi, as we've discussed many times, is the alleyway or the road that is in between all the Chatzeros that are on both sides of this Mavoi, opening up into this alleyway, driveway, road that takes you out into the Rishus HaRabim. There are two types of mavoi. This is what's called a mavoi mafulash, where it's a street that opens up on both ends and goes out to the Rishus HaRabim or a Carmelis outside of the Chatzer complex on both sides. That's what's called mafulash, where you can just, it's basically traffic going through on both sides. Or it's what's called like a dead end mavoi, not a mavoi mafulash, where basically it's the equivalent of a enclosure on three sides, where the fourth side opens up into a Rishus HaRabim. And again, the old days, that's what they used to have. They used to have chatzeros, where houses would open up into the chatzer, and then the chatzer would open up into the mavui from both sides, and then you would get out of that whole complex by driving out of the mavui into the Rishus HaRabim or Carmelis outside. That's a mavui. And you can have a chatzer equivalent of that if just if you look at the Mishnah Berurah right away, makom sheyesh lo shalosh mechitzos, a place that has three walls. So look at the first Mishnah Berurah, sifkat and aleph, makom sheyesh lo shalosh mechitzos, haynu kagon mavui shepasuach ruach revi'is. One example of this is a mavui that is open on the fourth side, o chatzer shenifratz echad miksalav, or a chatzer where one of the walls is breached, falls down, and bein shepasuach lekarmelis or Rishus HaRabim, and it opens up this mavui or chatzer where the wall fell down, opens up into either another Carmelis or into Rishus HaRabim, and comes the Shulchan Aruch, and it ends off asru back to the Shulchan Aruch asru chachamim lekaltel bo, the chachamim asered one to carry there ad sheyaseh shum tikun brevius. You cannot carry in this three wall enclosure until there is something done to the fourth wall, which we will see spelled out in Sif Beis. Now, the question is, what is the status of this Rishus actually before the Tikkun? So, on a Daraisa level, we're going to see there's a Machlekes, and this is spelled out in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maschil Asru Chachamim right here, between the Rambam and Rov Rishonim, Rambam, and what's known as Rashi and Tosas Hashita. The Rambam holds that Midaraisa you need four walls, or three walls and a Lechi. That in order for something to be a Rishus HaYochid, you need four walls or three walls and a lechi. A lechi, as you know, is some type of upright rod or beam on the side of that fourth side that is open, and that would satisfy on the Raisa level the fourth wall to have a lechi on the fourth wall according to the Rambam. Rashi and Taisis hold no, that three walls or even two walls and a lechi will satisfy the Doraisa requirement of Rishus HaYachid. It's just that Midrabanan, you again require something on that fourth wall. The Be'er Halacha learns that according to the opinion of Rashi and Taisus, on a Doraisa level, it makes no difference if the two walls are attached as a right angle or parallel to one another. If, however, in a case where the Rishus HaRabim, if the Rishus HaRabim actually goes between the two walls, then it would lose its status of a Rishus HaYachid, because Rishus HaRabim is actually cutting through these two walls. Now, he also brings down the Be'er Halacha that it's the Shita of the Ritva, that even when there are three full walls, according to Rashi and Taisus, right, and it should be a Rishus HaYachid Dairaisa, if the Rishus HaRabim goes into it or through it, that will also not be a Rishus HaYachid Dairaisa, Ayin Sham. Again, he brings down the Ritva. This is all in the Be'er Halacha. Continue on in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, so the Chachamim Asid, this three-walled enclosure of a Mavoi or Chatzer, without some type of Tikkun on the fourth wall. So look at the Mishnah Berurah. Asu Chachamim L'Tatli, so you can't carry in there. Shir Arba Amos, you can't carry in there four Amos, right? You treat it like a carmelis. You can't carry in there four amos. The tam shasru. What's the reason why they asked carrying in such an area? Since the fourth wall is totally open, it is similar to Rishus HaRabim. And if they allow Chazal you to carry in such a three wall Rishus HaYachid, you would come to Chas V'Shalom carry in Rishus HaRabim. Vayein be'er halacha, and you have to then check out. He says the be'er halacha, shum gimel, shum tikun be'rivius, hainu kemavuar lekamon b'sif beis and gimel. Like we'll see coming up later in a couple of minutes in sif beis and gimel, exactly what needs to be done to that fourth wall. L'chol echad kedino. Okay, as we will see, they're going to be different things that could be done with that fourth wall. Sif beis. Chatzer shenifratz b'miluo ad eser amos. A chatzer where the fourth wall in its totality has fallen down, been breached. There's nothing left on the fourth wall. Ad eser amos. And it is a breach of up to 10 amos, meaning the whole wall fell down. But we're talking where the breach and that fourth wall was not more than 10 amos. So then, nitar v'pas rachav arba tvachim, what will allow one to carry in that area, if, and it becomes allowed, if there is a board, like a some piece of a wall, some wall component that has the width of 4 tvachim, sheyamidenu mitzad echad, that you put on one side. So again, you have this three wall enclosure, and the fourth wall, you have this piece of wall component that is 4 tfachim wide. We'll see it has to obviously be 10 tfachim high as well. And you put it there, but makom haparutz, in the empty area of that fourth side that has no wall there. The yirtza l'takno b'shnei tzidei haparutza, and if you want to go ahead and fix it without having one big pass of 4 tfachim and utilize both sides of the empty wall, of the open wall, dai b'shnei pasen shnel shnei mashuin. You can have two pieces, two components there, two lechis, if you will, that is of any minimal amount. V'hu adin l'nishtayer mehem kotel revi, and he says the same would apply if you didn't go ahead and build a pass of 4 tefachim, or you didn't go ahead and build two pasin on each side, but rather, if what was left of the fourth wall when it fell down or was breached was, right, nishdaya mehem kotor vi banui kashir arba tfachim. If what was left of that fourth wall was 4 tfachim of wall, b'makom echad, on, let's say on one side, that would suffice. You don't have to go ahead and build from the start a fourth wall component of pas arba. You could have pas arba that's a remnant of the fourth wall. Or if what's left of the fourth wall on both sides is a tefach mikan, a tefach on each side. And this will all work assuming that you have a height of 10 tefachim of these pasim of either dalet or of these pasim on both sides. Now you're obviously looking and you're asking why, when we're utilizing wall remnants on each side, why there you need a tefach mikan and a tefach mikan? Why do you need a tefach on each side if when you're building it yourself and you're fixing the fourth wall, all you need are two pas and two lechis on each side, two upright rods or beams or even cords or whatever it is? It says it could be a mashahu. It could be of a minimal amount. So what's the difference? So we'll see. Let's now look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan dalet shenifrat v'sonal lomar l'makom ma'asala. It means that this fourth wall fell down or was breached in its entirety out into an area that is usher to carry, right, out into a Rishus HaRabim or into a Karmelis, b'miluot lomar kol ha'kotel, meaning the whole fourth wall, vav ad eser amos v'yad b'chlal, up until a full eser amos we're talking about, to be alma kaimelon, even though normally we hold in nifatz hakotel, if there's a breach in the wall of Eser Amos, it's nechshev apirtzeke Pesach, the breach will be viewed as a doorway, and it's not going to mess up the wall as a mechitza. Hacha, shekol hakotel, is what we've learned a number of times here, since the whole wall, nechzar, the whole wall is gone, lo nuchal hashovzeh, you can't view that then as a makom lepesach. As a hamakom, you can't look at that makom, that open area, as a doorway, because the whole fourth wall is gone. Zayin, b'makom echad. So he says here that you can have a situation where the pas that is four tefachim wide was either built by you, or here he's talking about if what was left of the wall component, that remnant after the breach, was four tefachim. Look what he says. Zayin b'makom echad, haynu b'roish hakoysel, meaning at the beginning of the wall. Ches tefach mikan, he says also if what's left is a tefach on each side. So now, remember we pointed out before we started the Mishnah Berurah here that he seems to distinguish when there's wall remnants between a tefach mikan and a tefach mikan, as opposed to when you're doing it yourself, it could be on each side, the pasim can be mashu, can be of any minimal amount, any minimal thickness. So before we get to the Mishnah Berurah, the Be'er Halacha points out that there's actually Rishonim that deal with the split, and they say that there's a difference between when we're dealing with a remnant and we're dealing with where you yourself are building the lechi to serve as a mechitza of the fourth wall. So the difference is that when you are building it to serve as the fourth wall, then you don't need a tefach on each side. However, when it's a wall remnant, you would need a tefach on each side. The Be'er Halacha brings down the Chai Adam, who brings this down, but as we're going to see right now, the Mishnah Berurah does not seem to be concerned, even though the Chai Adam says you should be machmir to have a tefach mikan and a tefach mikan if it's remnants. Look at the Mishnah Berurah here, sif katan ches, tefach mikan, lav dafka tefach. It's not specifically a tefach. Ela dai b'shnei mashahuin. But rather, even when you're dealing with the remnants of wall, if you have two lechis on both sides that are even a mashahu, kanoim el b'mamid pasin, like we said in the beginning of the sif, when you put the pasin up yourself on both sides, the chadchila, k'moshu kazav, like it says in the Beis Yosef, vayein b'ber halacha. Okay, and he says, check out the Be'er Halacha as well. Sif katan tes begoiva asara tvachim. It needs these pasin, needs to have a height of 10 tvachim. Ein sara sheyehe shava begoiva l'sharak salam. It doesn't have to be the equivalent height of the other walls. The other walls could have been 20 tvachim. As long as each of these pasin have the height of 10 tvachim, miyupachas mizeh, but less than 10 tefachim, ein alev shem mechitza klal. The less than 10 tefachim high, there will be no status of mechitza at all, and it won't function to halachically enclose this fourth wall, midi rabbanon, to enable you to carry with inside that area. We continue now the Shulchan Aruch, v'afilu ein bepiritza abba tefachim, kevan shehu b'miluo, tzorech tikon ad sheyehe bo b'pachos mishlosha. He says now that even a breach less than four tefachim wide that spans the entire border must be adjusted to less than three tefachim. So comes the Mishnah Berurah here, and he explains in Sif Katan Yud, Kevan Shehu Be'miluo, explains as follows. Hai, what does it mean when it says Hai B'miluo Lav Dafka, that spans the entire border? Again, the Shulchan Aruch said that even a breach less than four tefachim wide, it spans the entire side, right? Fourth side has to be adjusted to less than three tefachim. So here the Mishnah Berurah says these words, the entire border, hai, b'miluo, lav dafka, and not to be taken literally. Even if, meaning, afilu nishtaya mehakotel shnayim oshlosha tfachim kol shehu miyut ledabei aparutz sarach tikun. He says, even if two or three tfachim of the wall remain, it must be adjusted as long as the remaining wall spans less of the border than the breach does. Now remember, if there are four tfachim left, however, it serves as the required panel and is therefore adequate even if the parutz exceeds the omed, because it's the fourth wall and you have that, and you have that pas dalut tfachim. What's he saying here? That by stating the entire border, the Shulchan Aruch meant that the adjustment is required if the breach spans the majority of the border to the exclusion, of a scenario, Echida Omeid Meruba, a scenario where the remaining Omeid exceeds the Paritz. In such a case, we base the status of the entire fourth side on the rov, so it is considered completely enclosed. As long as the remaining omeid exceeds the parutz even slightly, it is considered enclosed, even if it is less than the four tfachim normally required. Meaning, even if it is the truth is, even if it is exactly equal to the parutz, right? And as long as the remaining omeid, he says, exceeds the parutz even slightly, the truth is, as we learned earlier in Shin Samach Beis Siftes, even if it's exactly equal to the parutz. So he says it's considered enclosed, even if it is less than four tfach, even if it is less than the four tfachim normally required. For example, let's say if the border is a total of seven tfachim wide, with omeid spanning three, let's say, and three quarter tfachim, leaving three and a quarter tfachim of parutz. So it requires no amendment. Although we usually require four tfachim of omeid, less is sufficient in this case because it exceeds the parutz. Right? That's how we spell it out. And the Shulchan Aruch had said, "Ad shiyeh ba pachus mi shloshim," right? That even a breach less than four tfachim wide that spans the entire border must be adjusted to less than three tfachim. To less than three tfachim, yud aleph ad shiyeh pachus mi shlosha perish shiyasakin apirza b'miktsas. In other words, one should close enough of the gap to reduce its width to less than three tfachim. Right? V'lo yishtayer ela ba pachus mi shlosha. To us, havi kilavud. At which point, when he closed enough of the gap to reduce its width to less than three tfachim, at that point it's considered completely sealed due to lavud. The chol shekinim apirza lo ayah el apachas mishlosha dein sarach shum tikun mitam zeh. And he says, and obviously, and most certainly, if the gap was initially less than three tfachim, then no further adjustment is required. I mean, this applies, even as Sharatzion points out, this applies even if this gap exceeds the omeid, for the principle of lavud is unconditional, and any gap of less than three tfachim is considered completely closed. Okay. We continue on over here. Sif. Oh, before we get to Sif Katan Yud Beis, we have to finish the Shulchan Aruch. Vim yesh papirza yoiser me eser amos afilu eno bimiluo zorech lesakna bitzuras pesach. And then he continues on that if the breach in that fourth wall spans more than 10 amos, then it has to be rectified with a tzuras pesach, even if it does not span the entire border. Look at Sif Katan Yud Beis, afilu eno bimiluo. He says, "Hai lishna lav dafka." He says, this lashon, this wording, which might indicate that if most of the border remains enclosed, it need not be adjusted, and that's really imprecise. Why? Because as you know, even if the omeid exceeds the parutz, a more than 10 amma gap is still usser. Right? Gam kein usser. The ki'ilu nifratz kol ha'tatz. Because it's as if the entire wall was destroyed. And he points out, Tzuras HaPesach Bahani Afilu Kishehim Minlua. And you should note that a Tzuras HaPesach is effective even for a breach that spans the entire border. So he basically explaining, he says, right, even if the Omeid exceeds the Harutz, a more than 10 Amah gap is still Usr. Meaning if the border, let's say, is 23 Amos long, for instance, right, and 11 Amos of the wall are destroyed, and 12 Amos remain standing, it's considered unenclosed despite the excess of Omeid over Parutz. For a gap greater than 10 Amos disqualifies the wall. And when he says that, you know, you should note that a Tzuras HaPesach is effective even for a breach that spans the entire border, he means to say that even though the breach, the Parutz, spans the entire border and is also greater than 10 Amos, that Tzuras HaPesach is going to be effective. And this is true even according to the opinion of the Rambam, who says, if you remember back in Shin Samach Beis Yud, where he disqualifies a Tzuras HaPesach for a gap which is both more than 10 Amos wide and also spans most of the border. Because when the Rambam disqualifies the use of such a Tzuras HaPesach for all four sides of an enclosure, he will permit it for only one or two of the borders, as we had seen earlier. This is the position of the Magid Mishnah and the Shaaretz Zion here, quoting the Beis Meir. We continue now on, finally, with Sif Gimel. Mavui sheyesh lo shlosh mechitzos uparutz mitzad revi. So now we're going to discuss a Mavui. And what should be pointed out is that while in Sif Aleph we discussed in general the Doraisa, a Mavui and a Chotzer that has three walls is our equivalents, and they're both Rishus HaYachid according to Rov Rishonim, we're going to see now that the fixing of that fourth wall, the Shulchan Aruch is going to spell out that the fixing of the fourth wall has certain leniencies and kulas when it comes to a Mavui. Meaning, when we were talking in Sif Beis of requiring a pas dalid on one side, or two lechis, two lechayim on both sides of the opening of the fourth wall that has no fourth wall, and you need to either have a pas dalid or two lechis on both sides of that fourth wall to go ahead and consider it a full enclosure, we're going to see a Mavui does not require that. He says, Mavui sheyesh lo shlosh mechitzos uparutz mitzad revi. You have a Mavui. Again, it's not mefulash. It's enclosed on three sides, but open on one side out to Rishus HaRabim or to a Karlis. Hetiru belechi. They allow one to carry in that Mavui just with one lechi. Perish. What does that mean, one lechi? Targum hakeresh achad lucha chada. Meaning, he could have one beam on one side, and that's enough. You can have a lechi she'avyo v'rachvo kolshu. It can have the thickness and the width that is the most minimal that you can create. It does not have to have any width or any thickness. She'yamidenu, all you have to do is put it ba'pesach ha'mavui. You put it at the opening there of the mavui, of the fourth wall. The gabo asara tvachim, as long as it's 10 tvachim high, the lechi will suffice. All you have to do is put up a lechi on where the fourth wall should be, even though and all you have is at the end of the wall going out, you put up this lechi, and that encloses the fourth wall, as long as yegobo asara tvachim. And he says, umikol davar sheyasena kasher, and anything that you make it out of, it will be kasher. Afilu balechayim, even if you use live creatures, uvelvad she yikshereneshem b'chavolim lechaslei hamavui. As long as you go ahead and take these live beings and you tie it with rope to the walls of the mavui, they can also satisfy the requirement of the lechi. You tie it with rope to the wall of the mavui with yisedos stakes sheyotzim in a kesalim that comes out of the wall. In a way that the animal cannot go ahead and squat, so that it will not go below the gavo of asarat vachet, will not go below the height of 10 tzvachim. Vafilu, the Rama adds, kesher kasher sham adam. Even if it's not just a live animal, but you also tie up there a person, nami havi lechi, that will also satisfy the requirement of a lechi to enclose that fourth wall. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Yud Gimel, Ketiru Belechi, Va'af de Bechatzer Bo'inan Davka Pas Rachav Arba Tvachim. Even though in a Chatzer you require, as we said, a piece of Mechitza that is at least four Tvachim wide, Hacha Hekelu Chachamim. Here they were makel by a bavoy. What's the reason? Hatam, the reason is, Shekol Shehu Asu Yoiser Ledira Ulisashmishe Hatzneya. The reason is that anything that is made for a dira to live, ulatashmishe atzneya, and to go ahead and do and use it for private matters, like in a residential chatzer, there tzarech mechitzos yoser gemuros. In a regular chatzer, you need to have more bona fide mechitzos. Ulafira hachatzeros, regular chatzeros, shedarchan shel balei batim, v'shtamesh b'hen yoser, by regular chatzeros, with the normal thing for the people that live in the chatzer is to use it, these chatzers, in tashmishei hatzneya, in private residential usages, echol, to eat. There, srichos mechitzosayan, the mechitzos of such a chatzer, has to be lios yoser gemuros, have to be more bona fide, shiyeshem, so in order to give it the status of reshus hayachid alayan, to give it the status of the yachid. So you need it more bona fide me'amavos than from the mavois, she'ein mishtam shen bahen, because there it's just used to, as we know, as the way to walk through to get to the chatzer. There doesn't have the same type of bahen tashmisha yatzneya, doesn't have the same type of private home residential activity. Again, it's there for the residents to go through the mavoi to get to the chatzer, something like that, but it's a much more public area. L'fichach dai b'mavoi, therefore it's enough in the mavoi to have a lechi. Bayein lekaman sif chavav, shezehu dafka, we'll see coming up in sif chavav, that this is specifically kishein rachav pischo yoser me eser amos. This is specifically when do we say that the lechi will, one lechi will satisfy, that's if the pesach is not more than 10 amos, and we'll see that more later on. The old pratim and other specifics we'll see later on in Sif Chavav, as well as coming up in the next couple of days. Sif Katan Yud Dalet, Kol Shehu, the lechi could be of any width or thickness. Afilu Pachas Mantz, but even, right, even, could even be thinner than a finger. Sif Katan Tezvav, the Pesach Ha Mavui, in the opening of the Mavui, where the fourth wall would be, where the fourth wall would start, right? Ayin Lekamon Sif Lamed Aleph, he says, check out, we're going to see Sif Lamed Aleph. Sif Katan Tez Zayin, Asar Tzvachim, the Lechi, this Lechi has to be 10 Tzvachim high, Miru Tzvachim, it has to be nice, Gizun, spread out Tzvachim, the low Mitzvachim, not the tight Tefach. V'asara, he quotes with Chedusha Rabbi Kiva Eger, V'asara Tzvachim Mahani Afilu L'mavui Shegavola Esrim Amma. He says the 10 Tzvachim will work even for a Mavui that is 20 Amos high. You don't have to have the Lechi to be 20 Amos. The Lechi could just be 10 Tzvachim, and that will suffice for a whole Mavui where the walls around are 20 Amos high. Sif Katan Yud Zayin V'afilu Kesher, he says Kesher, not only can you tie regular balei chayim, animals, to suffice as a lechi, even a person can be used according to the Mishnah, according to the Ramah, and the Mishnah Brura here spells out b'afilu kasher u'mayri shelo hodio shemidu l'shem lechi. He says here that the Ramah, when he says you can use a person, it's first he says it's where he didn't tell the person that he's being used as a lechi. In Cain, if that's the case, then bevadai yelechlo shelo yamod sham kol ayom, because since he didn't tell him, then he's going to for sure need to be tied up because he's going to leave and he's not going to stay there all day. Therefore, lachem ba'inan dafka kasha. Therefore, you need specifically to be tied up. According to this opinion, he's saying that if he was told, then he would not have to be tied up like an animal, because he could have his own volition. If he knows, he could stay there. He'll know to stay there. It'll be, and he won't go ahead and just leave. The Yesh Machmirin, though, he says, no, those that are Machmirin say, Afilu Barudio, even if you tell the guy and tell the person, he still has to be tied up to serve as a lechi, because Sheva Yishkach Fayenech Mishav, because maybe he'll forget and leave that place. Ad Kam Shelo Yoser.